Okay, Sensei Jackie, does it feel weird being the one interviewed?
It is the weirdest feeling. I've watched so many people get interviewed thinking, oh, they're going to be interesting. But when it's you, you wonder, am I going to be interesting?
You're in the hot seat now.
Yes, you are.
I certainly are.
Well, we had our turn, didn't we, Landon?
Us, and it was fun.
It was fun, and I think you're going to have fun too.
I sure hope so.
This is Wildcat Dojo Conversations.
Hi, and welcome to the show. I'm Sensei Michelle.
I'm Landon.
And today we're interviewing
me, Sensei Jackie.
And we are so going to torture her. So
have fun for the next 20 minutes.
We've been waiting for this day, she says as she rubs her hands together. I'm going to start out nice and simple with you, Sensei Jackie. On this podcast, we have all told our how we started karate stories a few times. I don't remember in which episodes. Do you, Landon?
I don't.
But just give us a short little overview of your how I got in the dojo story.
I'll be glad to. I was getting over a tragedy in my family. And a friend of mine said, you know, this will be really good for you to take your mind off all the things that have happened. Why don't you come with me and try out a karate class? We have a lady who's an instructor, and I think you'll like her okay. So I did, and I do.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
And also, this is an awesome time to give a shout out to the entire Ehrenstein family and rest in peace to our good friend, Sensei Morale.
And she is the one that brought me into the dojo, for sure.
Us. So when you entered the dojo for the first time and for the first couple of years, is there anything that you can remember vividly from that time?
Oh, there are so many things I can remember vividly. But the thing that was so surprising is that when I got into the dojo, it was about me. I wasn't anybody's mom, anybody's aunt, wife, anything. I was
employee.
I was there to better myself. And that was the most exciting and sometimes a little bit scary thing about entering the dojo.
Now, that's interesting. I got really nervous because I was thinking, you know, sadly, I'm part of that equation. So I was like, oh, my gosh, the truth comes out. One of the things about our Wednesday morning class at that time was that we were all adult females. And that was a different kind of class from that standpoint, because all of our classes are mixed ages and mixed genders.
That's right. It wasn't as much unusual for me because that was all I knew. But it must have been unusual for you, the teacher, having to think about and plan for that type of homogenous yet not homogenous group. We were all strong, different kinds of individual women.
I don't disagree that we were all strong, different kinds of women, but we've all planned and taught, Landon, all three of us.
Yes.
And you don't really change it up for the group. The karate is the karate no matter what.
And that was the beauty of coming into the dojo.
Absolutely.
It was about the karate, and it wasn't about, I wrote a note to myself that said, the focus was on the technology, not the personality.
Exactly. That's the way it's built. And I love that about karate. You come in, you do it, and it really, what do you think it does to your head? It doesn't take you away. How about grounds you?
Oh, that's good. And it also, I think what's so cool about karate is you go in, and your mind just focuses just on karate.
Yeah. So you came into karate as a grown adult, Landon as a young child, and me as a young adult. What advice would you give to someone who was going into a dojo as a full-on grown-up to encourage them to go?
I would say, go, first of all.
It's typically good advice.
Typically, yes.
But have patience with yourself. You have, by that time, I had done lots of things that I had failed at, that I had succeeded at, that other people had told me I could and couldn't do. But once I got into the dojo as an adult and as a grown adult, and nobody told me I couldn't do it, I had the support of the students, I had the support of my sensei, and as it turned out, going to different events in the Rue, I had the support of lots of people that I didn't even know. It's kind of like they were going, you go, woman.
Or girl, we can go either way. I want to hone in on one of the words you said, which was, nobody told you you couldn't do it. And say two things about that, and you guys tell me what you think. Number one, not only does nobody tell you you can't do it, we aren't even allowed to use the word can't.
Right.
And number two, one of the things we say is, if any student is looking at any other student, then they're not paying attention to what they should be training, which is their own growth.
Right.
So even if you feel like that might be happening, it's really sad for them losing their opportunity to grow, not for you.
Right.
And those are big deals in the dojo. No? Yes?
Yes. I think they are big deals in the dojo. And I think that it's one of the things that keeps you going.
Yeah. You feel it right away.
Yes. And you feel special just because of it. So, I mean, why wouldn't you come back if you always feel special?
Well, always is a long time.
Okay.
Good point. Do you remember a time in the dojo where it like finally clicked that you were like, this is my place?
I don't think I had a click feeling. I had more of it, it's growing on me, kind of like algae would or something. But
ooh, let's not say that.
But I had the feeling that it grew into me. And I got to the point very, very early on, and probably to the annoyance of Sensei Michelle, that I wanted to be everywhere. I didn't want there to be a class that I wasn't in, or an event that was going on in the Rue that I wasn't at.
Us.
I mean, I was really lucky in the Rue because people were nice to me there too. And I met so many black belts and Qs that were just having a great time and learning and growing, that I wanted to be part of it. And I don't think you could have kept me from it. I will say, in my personal life, I had friends from my previous life who didn't want to be friends with me anymore, or who couldn't understand why I wanted to spend that time in the dojo. I think I was just so happy and comfortable there that that's where I wanted to be.
And if we were psychology majors, we would go into all that, but we're not. So we're going to push, correct?
Of course.
And we're going to push into different favorites. So let's talk about, do you have a favorite memory from your Q life? Like, this memory stands out.
Well, does it have to be positive?
Well, I guess not. I never thought of it that way.
I mean,
Can we go both ways? Can we do one negative, one positive?
Well, I have one that really knocked me into real life. There was a Halloween that, for some reason, I wasn't with any children that were trick-or-treating that year. It was early on. In fact, I had just gotten my green belt. So I went to someone else's dojo, and they were doing gun techniques, which was pretty normal for a green belt, until the visiting black belt brought out real guns. And I had never, up until that point, even touched a real gun. So it was off-putting.
Yeah, definitely.
And my sensei wasn't there, and I didn't know what to do. Should I bow out? Should I not bow out? What was I supposed to do? So that was a real hit me in the head moment.
Okay, gun techniques is a serious thing. Guns are a serious thing. So I'm going to stop for 1 second and ask you, did the teacher go over minimal gun safety and show you that the guns were not loaded?
No.
And that was a huge mistake on that person's part, because we have brought our guns out in real life to practice so you could feel what a real gun feels like.
Yes.
And just the look of it. You don't want to defend it against something you don't understand how it works.
Right.
But the first thing that happens in our dojo is that you break the gun down so that everybody can see that it doesn't have any live rounds in it, and that everybody in the room is safe. So then sadly, that was a little bit of an oversight on that person's skills that night.
That's right. But that was, I remember it clearly. So it obviously made an impression upon me. And it did force me to ask about guns and to learn a lot more.
We've been to the range tons of times since you were
a green belt. Then. Yeah.
So that's a whole
And she's a sharpshooter now.
I don't know about all that. Okay. Other than being a sharpshooter, do you have a happy story?
I do. And it was right around the same time. It was the going from a white belt to a green belt was just an amazing feeling, because even though I hadn't really done it all by myself, of course, I had the help of my senseis and other people in the class, I felt like it was something that I earned. I would say changing the color of the belt meant so much to me. Not quite as much maybe as going to a shodan, but definitely telling myself that I could do it.
That is very interesting. I love both of the stories. Us.
So I know that very early on in your karate journey, you began teaching and you began helping in the dojo a lot. Over those many years, is there something that you found that you love when teaching or love, you know, a favorite thing when teaching?
I think that when I've been in the front of the room teaching something and I can see that one of the students understands what it was and they have that bright light in their eyes, like, I'm with you. It is the most exciting part of teaching.
I love that moment. I do. I can't deny I love that moment because you don't get a lot of those. Mostly it just slowly wears away and there is no, you know, one moment where you're seeing
the aha moment.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true.
And it's just at that moment, you have such a communication with that person that the two of you are symbiotic forever.
And you taught in the actual classroom for many years. Was there something that you found that you were able to bring those skills with you? Obviously, you had been a dance teacher before. Like what?
And brought, a Spanish teacher.
Right. And a Spanish teacher. What did you bring any of that with you into the dojo?
I was, as you said, an assistant teacher to Sensei Michelle. And one of the things that she taught me that I wish I had known when I was teaching before was to focus on what the student does, not on what they didn't do. And to praise them for being with you, for the small things that they did, rather than say, stop, don't do that. Always give them an option for learning. And that to me is probably the gem, the pearl of her teaching.
So she reverse answered. That's funny. Okay, last chance to talk about karate because we're going to move on to the podcast. Do you have anything else you want to add about your karate life?
Other than that, it has been a life-giving part of my life. That's it.
Yeah. One of the things we all three really recognize is that karate is symbiotic. It gives to you and you give back and it's just an infinity loop.
Absolutely.
Before we move on to the podcast, Sensei Jackie, let's just go over a couple of the small and insane things that we have ever done together over all of our years. I do think that when I decided to write the Kicks for Kids project for Desert Southwest Fitness back in the 90s, I do think that was our first project, but I could be wrong.
I think that is our first project. But when I was thinking about this, I remember you had a neighbor who used to call us Lucy and Ethel.
That's right. And he'd sit out on his patio and go, where are Lucy and Ethel going today? I'd forgotten
that's
about
funny.
That.
So that sort
funny.
Of sums up our working
funny.
Life together. Yes, I think the Kicks with Kids project was the first, but it was so encompassing.
And the course is for Desert Southwest Fitness, which I'm not even sure if they're in business, but I still do have the book. So get in touch if you want to talk about them.
Yeah.
And we took all the blog posts that I wrote and put them in a book and they're on Amazon. And there is a learning curve to, how do you want to say that? Keeping kids engaged in life while still letting them grow as individuals, which is a tricky business.
It's very hard to do that.
Because you're trying to manage a classroom of people.
Right.
You just can't have everybody going in every direction.
That's right. And finding things that some of them can do when other people are working, all those manipulatives. I was thinking about how we asked Sensei Lydia to be our model when we did all the flashcards.
Oh, yeah. That was another project. We built a whole set of flashcards with stances and exercises. And to this day, she looks like she looks in those drawings.
People actually recognize her.
Of course. How could you not?
Oh, there's Sensei Lydia.
You know, more recently, we did that self-defense course on Listenable.
And we did that.
Which is still in business.
And then we have the book of self-defense that's on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. That's also true. And that's only got my authorship on it because I did write that. But you know who helped us with that is somebody who's been a guest recently, Sensei Melissa Macy. She was our editor and our, like, she designed.
The graphic designer for
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So, Sensei Melissa, I'm going to give you a shout out and say thank you again, because people still do buy that book on Amazon, and it is very helpful. But let's get back to the torture of Sensei Jackie. So we're up to the podcast, right?
Okay.
Us.
All righty. So
torture may not be the best word to describe the podcast. Just saying. But maybe insane is a better word.
It has been.
What is the craziest thing, your favorite memory, your favorite experience from the podcast?
Oh, definitely interviewing you two.
Oh, that's funny.
Because you both spoke from your heart, and it was so rewarding to hear what you both had to say. That was my very favorite podcast memory. I also loved the way Sensei Jay came and did our opening and closing. It was so natural for him.
Yeah, that was nice of him to volunteer.
And I think that's amazing to me, that somebody just has that in their voice and can do it.
Also, real quick, I'll use this moment to say, just in case you want to look at pictures, you can go to our webpage, which is wildcatdojo.com. And we have some pictures, but we haven't been updating in the last couple of years, because we also have reels on Instagram.
At Wildcat Dojo Conversations.
Thank you. And we're now uploading our old episodes to YouTube, where I have an entire slideshow. And one section of that slideshow is pictures of different guests, including us. I love the one where it's us in 2019 and then us of January of 2024. We're hilarious.
On that item of pictures, my favorite memory with you from the podcast is when, during COVID, we would sit together for hours and hours and hours and work on the graphics for the show and different, you know, crazy projects. And that always makes me smile.
My favorite graphic is on the slideshow, the ninja one.
We spent a lot of time.
And we had so much fun getting the little guy crawling up the pagoda.
Okay, just to be fair, guys, it's not on every slideshow because I change them all the time. But it's recurring. So that's a whole nother conversation. But you can always catch us, like I said, on YouTube. We're at Wildcat Dojo. Where can they write us? They're going to write us at dojoconversations@aol.com. Correct? Okay. Now, did I do all the contact information? Because I think I did. Okay. Before we close out podcasts altogether, I want to say, when we first started this, it never occurred to me that we'd have such a big variety of kinds of episodes. So we've done biographies of people we've known who were warriors. We've done interviews of other martial artists. Let's change all that to we do. We do all kinds of historical things, weapons and styles and
wars and mythological warriors.
Mythological stuff. And we do a whole karate philosophy type of genre within here. Are any of those your favorites, or are they all your favorites?
I think they're all my favorites. I thought that I was going to love most about the military things because I grew up as the daughter of an Air Force officer. And I do love those. But I really also love the philosophy. I love the interviews. I love meeting people on Zoom who have and are a part of the tapestry that is karate or martial arts.
A big shout out to all the people who have taken time to talk to us on Zoom. That's so cool, isn't it?
Oh, it's so cool.
All right, Sensei Jackie, should we finish with your favorite karate saying?
Sounds great. It's Grandmaster Peter Urban saying, plan your work and work your plan. And some days I'm better at one, and some days I'm better at the other.
And some days I'm not good at either.
Either one.
That saying comes up a lot in this podcast.
Oh, yes.
It does.
It really does.
And I think a lot of it is because with the podcast, that is what you have to do. You have to plan the work, which you do. And we have to work that plan in order to make a podcast successful.
Also, it's part of karate. And it's part of days that you're not annoyed with at the end.
Yes. That you definitely feel that day has been a good one.
Because we're all planners and workers. I do love an occasional day without an agenda.
Mm, That's rare for me.
I mean, it's so rare that when we finally have one, it's awesome.
Yes.
But if every day was like that, I wouldn't love them so much.
Oh, no. You'd feel like a man without a country.
Exactly. I'm trying to decide if we've done a whole entire podcast on the words plan your work and work your plan. I'll have to look that up and see.
You know, I don't know, because we certainly say it a lot.
Yeah. Okay, Sensei Jackie, as we wind down towards the end here, how do you feel about it now being interviewed?
I hope that I said the right things.
You're so cute.
That's what I hope.
I thought it was fun.
I loved it. And I think it's a great reflection of the impact that you have on all of us.
Thank you.
Oh, you are so right. She is a very impactful person. Can we just give a quick shout out to your dad?
Sure.
As an Air Force person, I've wanted to talk about him for many episodes.
About my dad?
Sure. Just a little quick shout out.
He was a World War II veteran who was a cryptographic officer and broke code during World War II.
Wow.
And then he rose to the rank of major in active duty, and he was lieutenant colonel in the reserves. He was part of the Air Defense Command, and really a bright, bright man who probably wasn't rewarded enough for what he did for the service.
So even though it's a little late and it should have been said many, many years ago, I thank you, sir, for your service.
Us.
All righty. Oh, we have to do our ads, Jackie.
Well, we definitely do.
Okay. Which one first?
Honor Athletics, of course.
Wow, that's the first time we've all been together with an, of course, in ages.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I know. And you know what? You guys are just going to have to follow Landon on Instagram to see his busy life. He makes our lives look quiet. Back to Honor Athletics. You can reach her at 770-945-5150.
Scroll down on the notes and click the link. Or you can just go to the website, honor-athletics.com.
And don't forget, mention Wildcat Dojo for your 10% discount.
As some people do forget. They've actually told me that in the dojo. They'll be like, I ordered this. I'll say, did you say Wildcat Dojo? They're like, I don't think so. But that's cool because she got the business, right?
Yes.
We have our own little selfish link 3/4 of the way down the show notes. Just scroll down your phone a little and you'll see a little support the show. Couple minutes, couple dollars, always appreciated. Thank you so much for thinking of us. And Sensei Jackie, thanks for sitting in the hot seat today.
Feels good now. It's cooling off.
I think Sensei Jackie has in common with her father that she doesn't get a lot of props and she deserves them. So absolutely, we're giving you a salute and a courtesy bow. Us.
Thank you very much.
We said honor athletics and we said honoring my great grandfather, but also have to honor you for all you do for us and for me and the many years of karate classes together and many years to come.
Wow, that's so true. Okay, guys, let's close it. And on that note,
we're signing out.
Thanks for being here. Hope you join us again next week on Wildcat Dojo Conversations.